Take This Scroll, a University Fellowship Church podcast. My name is Chris Moore, and I'm happy to be here with you this lovely fall day. I assume it's fall, unless you are from the future, in which case, how did it go? How am I doing in the future?
Is this fall?
I guess it's not winter? We probably are winter now.
I have no idea when winter starts.
Well, anyways, I don't either. We get together twice a week to chew on God's word and bring you into that, at least as a silent observer, where you can't, you know, throw mud at us or disrupt our conversations just how we like it. Seen it or heard, seen and not heard. That's right.
But this it is fall.
It is it?
Yeah.
Still?
December 21st is when winter starts.
Oh, right before Christmas.
Yeah. There you go.
Bonkers.
That's well, according to Google.
Thank you, the Google. We have Sean Duncan chopping it up with us today.
I'm here.
Sean, it's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
Not since we recorded.
No.
But since I hit you with a blind Q&A question.
Yeah.
And I just wrote all these down, I don't know, a year ago.
Perfect.
So I had to review them. But I want to hit you with one.
All right. Sounds good.
Somebody writes in, a listener.
A long time listener.
Long time listener.
Wrote in.
Yeah. And they say, Sean, I know X, Y, and Z is a sin. I just don't feel bad about it. What am I supposed to do about that?
Ooh. I know X, Y, and Z is a sin. I just don't feel bad about it.
Mm-hmm.
So does that mean that they don't care and they're just doing it anyways? We don't know. We just have... That's the information that I've been given.
That's it. Yeah.
Okay.
Could be a couple options.
Yeah. Okay. So let's go with option A.
Okay.
Is they know it's a sin, so they don't do it.
Yeah.
So they are... seeking to be obedient to the commands of Jesus in faith, trusting him in faith that what he commands is actually better and is actually what's right, even though it makes no sense to them. And even though they don't have the visceral or effectual response to the things that he's saying.
Yeah.
I'd say like, good on you. Mm-hmm. That's like a great spot to be. And through prayer, from me to them and for them for themselves, I would hope that over time God would calibrate their, not just their mind and their will, but also their heart.
Yeah.
to feel the things that Christ feels, that sin is ugly, that it distorts God's good design, that it is a gross thing, that it's a heartbreaking thing. And all of us are like learning yeah. that, because even the sins that I'm like, oh, that's wrong. I don't think that they're as wrong as they actually are.
Yeah.
Like they're actually more severe than my own new creation life responds to
yeah.
it. So maybe there's other sins that they do respond to, and that's great news.
So pray,
yeah,
read your Bible, fellowship about this.
Yeah, continue to trust that God's word is true, and continue to live faithfully, even if in the moment your experience doesn't agree with it. God will shape our experiences over time through our faithful following of the Son. So that's option one.
Okay.
But option B is like, well, I know the Bible says it's a sin.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't feel wrong for it, therefore I do it.
Mm-hmm.
And to that person, that's a different conversation, because yeah. that sounds more like a 1 John 1, 1 John 2, making a practice of sin. And especially to be in a spot where you know that the Bible says this is sin, but then to willfully refuse to listen and to just do it anyways. Well, that, my friend, is making a practice of sinning, and anyone who makes a practice of sinning does not have the truth in them. So that would be a warning. And I'd probably like, I would want to open up to 1 John 1 or 1 John 2 with this person and walk through. And it's like, actually, I'll do that right now.
Great.
Yeah. Because this is what Chris wrote in. <I'm just kidding.
laughs> yeah. The listener.
The listener. Yeah. So in 1 John... Yeah, in 1 John, let me start in verse 5.
Chapter 1.
Of chapter 1. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, that'd be like making a practice of sin. Mm-hmm. We lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. So in other words, if you are in darkness, making a practice of sinning, that would be an evidence that the blood of Christ does not cleanse you.
Right.
And has not cleansed you. Verse 8, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Pause. So what he's saying, he's like the Christian life is not a life of sinlessness, mm-hmm. but it is a life of not practicing sin,
right?
Which would be I know the Bible says it's a sin and I don't care and I'm going to keep doing it anyways.
Yeah.
That's a practice of sin. Verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. Chapter 2. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. All right? That's his goal. It's like, yeah. I'm writing you these things because I don't want you to sin. Mm-hmm. But, he goes on, but if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins. Propitiation means wrath-bearing sacrifice. Mm-hmm. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And by this we know that we have come to know him if we keep his commandments. Mm-hmm. So that was chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. So I would read that with someone, and yeah. I'm reading that with this listener right now, this hypothetical yeah. person B listener. the goal of the writings of the apostles and of the prophets is so that you don't sin. Mm-hmm. But also it makes you aware of sin. And when you do sin, the question is, what do you do with it? If you willfully continue, well, then you are walking in darkness. Mm-hmm. But if in that moment you're like, I shouldn't do this, the good news is we have Christ, who is both our advocate and our propitiation. Advocate means he's our counselor. He's our helper. He intercedes for us before the Father. But he's also our propitiation, meaning he has already taken the wrath for that sin that we've committed. He's right. already bared the penalty. He's already paid the price. So that's like the really good news. So when we become convicted of our sin, we run to Jesus. That's evidence of actually being a true believer. But for the person who's like, yeah, I guess I just don't really care. Well, then verse 3 is speaking to you and it says, by this we know that we have come to know him if we keep his commandments. Mm-hmm. In other words, if you know his commandments, which is, I know that the Bible calls this sin, but I don't care and I'm going to do it anyways. Mm-hmm. Well, then you're not keeping his commandments. And the Bible at least would say that that would be evidence
yeah.
that you don't actually know him. So at that point with this friend or this person listening, this hypothetical person B, mm-hmm. I would want them to come to know Jesus. Mm-hmm. I would want them to know that the way that they are living their life is evidence that they perhaps are not saved like they think they are saved. Maybe they don't understand what the cross is. Maybe they don't understand grace. And I'd want to share the gospel with them in that moment that their sin is far worse than they think.
Yeah.
And far more costly than they could ever imagine. But Jesus is greater than all of that. And his grace, the offer of the cross that Jesus pays for our sin, it's not just that he's purchasing your forgiveness. He's also purchasing you. Mm-hmm. And the evidence of his purchase, that his we could say that his purchase went through, mm-hmm. is the resurrection. That is the purchase receipt.
Yeah.
Jesus did not and does not just purchase your forgiveness. He purchases you. So you either belong to him or you don't. Mm-hmm. If you don't belong to him, you also don't have forgiveness from him. So then the question is, well, how do you know if you... And I would argue joyfully, mm-hmm. Seek to keep his commands. And you, friend, are not doing that in this moment. So I want you to know Jesus. Mm-hmm. So that's where I would go.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a hypothetical person C, mm-hmm. but those were the two options that I could think of.
I think that's
the question.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very well covered. And I think something that is very valuable, especially for those in those situations or those with people around them that
yeah.
they know, are, you know, seemingly walking in darkness. And
yeah.
Like, what do I even do about this?
Yeah. And for the hypothetical person A, it's like, I'm a pastor. I know things are sin, and I also like don't feel like they're sin, mm-hmm. and, but I know I'm not supposed to do certain things. So it's like, right. I struggle with that too. And it's just like, but over time things become more egregious to me and mm-hmm. more grotesque. But you have to wean yourself off the world to get to that place. Like I can remember thinking of like 5 years ago, thinking about like the movies I'd either watch or like the TV shows and just being like, oh yeah, they don't really affect me. You know, it's fine. Like, or like, and then getting to the point where I was like, well, yeah, I probably shouldn't be watching those. I just don't feel like it's bad. I was like, but I'll stop watching them. And it was through my obedience, despite my lack of understanding, that over time, all of a sudden I was like, oh man, that stuff is really bad. Mm-hmm. But it took me trusting the words of Christ by the inspiration of the Spirit in scripture to then actually realize what he was saying was true.
Yeah.
But it took years mm-hmm. to get to that point. And I'm sure there's other things in my life that like 5 years from now, I'll be like, oh man, Jesus was totally right. And I'm glad I trusted him when I didn't understand. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so just keep walking in faithfulness and trust that the Spirit is at work. The Spirit has already revealed to you the truth of Scripture, that is wrong.
Yeah.
And you're aware of that, and you desire to not do it. So that desire to not do it is a good desire, mm-hmm. Even though you don't have the repulsive feeling mm-hmm. against the sin. You do have the desire towards righteousness, and that's evidence that the Spirit is at work in someone.
Yeah. Yeah. So good. Sean, thank you for weathering that.
Yeah.
Gracefully.
Yeah.
As always.
Yeah. Thanks, listener, for
writing that in. Eventually I will put out some sort of call to questions. But
yeah, that'd be cool.
All right, listener. Well, hopefully you are encouraged by that. And whether you yourself find yourself in the listener one or listener B
yeah.
column.
Yeah, one or B. Nice.
But we will get you on the next episode nonetheless. Bye. Well, thanks for listening. Thank you to our guests for coming and sharing what they've been chewing on in God's Word. We produce these podcasts and release them twice a week, so please subscribe so you don't miss out on one. And don't forget, love God, love your neighbor, and make disciples.